Our next item is subdivision 2005-78, Delmarva Woods Alliance LLC, as a preliminary.
This has been deferred since November 30th.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I will read into the record the motion that Mr. Johnson has diligently researched.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval to Delmarva Woodlands Alliance LLC for subdivision 2005-78 based upon the record and for the following reasons. The development is designed in accordance with both the subdivision ordinance and the cluster development ordinance. The proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision with significant amount of open space. Under the cluster design, all the lots back up to open space. The development will contain 226 single-family detached residential lots on 215 acres of land, which is significantly less than what the current zoning permits. The development is consistent with the uses permitted in the low-density area of 2002 County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The development will be served by central water and sewer systems built in accordance with the requirement of DENREC and other federal, state, county agencies. The items listed in Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. The cluster subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and landscape with a maintenance of about 67% of the site as open space and buffers. Many trees are preserved within these areas, and the site was previously a tree farm, which led to clear cutting. This practice will no longer exist if the property is developed. There will be no adverse impact on wetlands, and no lots will contain any wetlands. Also, there are buffers from all wetlands. Existing natural features will be largely preserved through the use of conservation areas, buffers, and open space. The cluster design has allowed the preservation of open space and will allow for scenic views within the subdivision. The applicant has stated that a tree, vegetation, and soil removal will be minimal on the project. Objectional features will be screened from neighboring property and roadways. Central water and sewer will be provided. The establishment of a stormwater management plan, erosion, and sedimentation will be minimized on the site. Subject to DLDOT's approval, the applicant has provided for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and onto connecting roadways. The area property values will not be decreased. The project will have a positive effect on schools by generating economic benefit in the form of property taxes for the school district where the project is located. There will not be an adverse effect on area roadways, and the upgrades to the area roadways will be at the developer's expense in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. The project will be compatible with other area land uses, including other residential developments in the general vicinity. The project will not adversely affect area waterways. The project, with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it, will not adversely impact the county, the neighborhood, or the adjacent properties. This preliminary approval is subject to the following condition. The maximum number of single-family lots shall not exceed 226. Final site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission shall be required. The final site plan shall show all forested areas and include a landscape plan. It must also show in detail for the commissioner's review at the final site plan approval the planned amenities for the project sufficient to serve the future residents of it. Interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Street design shall include curb, sidewalks on both sides of the street, and street lighting. All entrances, intersections, roadways, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. The amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. To avoid the need for residents and children to cross Dockley Road, the amenities shall include sports courts, trails, tot lot, and active open space areas on both sides of Stockley Road. The subdivision shall be served by central by Central Sewer System as defined by Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and in conformity with all of DENREC's regulations. The subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. The applicant, its successors, and assigns shall operate the stormwater management facility utilizing best management practice to provide groundwater recharge. No wetlands shall be included within any individual lots. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational areas, and other common areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The applicant will provide agricultural buffers in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. The applicant shall include agricultural use protection and wetlands notice in the restricted covenants. In addition, the covenants shall include a similar notice stating that hunting occurs on neighboring and adjacent properties. And lastly, the bus stop area shall be located as necessary within the project. The developers shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district transportation managers to establish the school bus areas. The location of these stops, with the approval of the local school district, shall be shown on the final site plan.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-78, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance LLC, as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
One opposed.